Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming programme. Well, on this week's show, I'll talk to young Tramore farmer William Power about his experience as a new entrant milk supplier to Tierlon. I'll also look ahead to next week's prestigious NDC Kerrygold National Quality Milk Awards. I'll talk to the NDC's CEO, Emma Walls. Plus, I'll preview this year's Women and Agriculture Conference with Kira Leahy, editor of the Irish Country Living. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Well, recently Tierlon launched a new 15 million generational renewal programme. The programme is designed to assist and indeed support those taking over dairy farms in the Tierlon catchment area, including new entrants, family successors and those taking on additional units. New entrants will receive 2 cents a litre bonus on all milk for the next 3 years, plus they'll also get €30 a tonne rebate on dairy feed for the next 18 months. To discuss this very exciting new programme, earlier I got a chance to talk to a new entrant. He's William Power from the Mill Road Farm in Tramore. And William, first of all, this must be music to your ears, this new financial support being announced by Tierlon.
Yeah, it would be a nice touch there now for going forward. So it'd be a big help for that extra bit when the solids and the litres wouldn't be there and the younger cows, and when I'm trying to build up numbers, it'll add to it.
Now, of course, you were a mixed farm, dry stock farm with a bit of tillage. When did you actually decide to look at dairying and then finally get involved in dairying?
I think it was always on my mind to go into dairy. I think I've Pat Kelly to blame for that now when I first started relief milking for him. But I'd say the hard decisions and hard conversations were made about 2 years ago. To be fair, we put kind of plan in place going toward going into dairy. It'd be a big change now for my father, and he wasn't too keen on it at start, but the right people behind me now made it a lot easier to change over.
Obviously getting a good start, and the fact that you'd been lecturing out in Kildalton College, you'd gone through WIT as it was, the whole ag degree there between there and Kildalton. Yeah, you went in with a very clear mind of what you wanted to achieve with your dairy, with your new dairy enterprise.
Yeah, I got to go and see and view a lot of different farms there now and kind of see what I pick and choose and what I wanted to do and what way I wanted to set up. But a lot of that was down talking to other farmers in the area and seeing what they were doing and how they were performing.
Now, obviously, there's a new, very attractive generation renewal programme, very attractive as regards bonus on milk for the first 3 years for new entrants, also some feed the benefit as well as regards rebates, as regards feed. But overall, getting started, obviously, there was a big financial undertaking. Where'd you go for help and where'd you go for actual advice as well? Because moving from a dry stock farm into a dairy unit, it's important that you get that good start.
We started with Tagus there with Ruth Fennell and Patrick Owings there. They helped us with a plan for the next 6 years, projections and everything like that. So we went to AIB in Tramore and gave them that plan. They came out, had a look at the farm and see where right. we were starting and where we wanted to go. And that was...
Yeah. And of course, there is a grant too for Young Farmer Grant there as well.
Yeah, so there is a Young Farmer Grant there, about 60% there, which we got on the milking parlour, the meal bin and the bulk tank. Now we took advantage of that.
So obviously starting out, obviously you had to put in a new parlour, you probably changed some facilities on the farm. A lot of groundwork before you started supplying earlier this year.
Yeah, so we had basically started with a greenfield site with new parlour, new cubicle house, and slurry storage as well. So we had to start, I think it was the 8th of August, and get it all ready for the first week of February, which was a tight deadline, but we just about made it.
And then selecting your first cows and going out to purchase, did you go to several farmers or did you confine it to just a few farmers to give you your first herd on the farm, on the Mill Road farm?
Yeah, so I'm massive into genetics there now, so I kind of went looking and searching and was able to narrow down to three little farms there that had three groups of heifers that I could buy. I bought two lots there and at maidens and put them in calf myself and carried them through, and then I bought another 20 then in December then and carried them through as well.
So starting out early this spring, you mentioned 60 cow herd starting out. My God, it was all hands on deck, yourself and your dad. Was there any stage that you're saying, what the hell did I get myself in for? Or has it been a reasonably good first 6 months for you?
No, that thought hasn't crossed my mind yet anyway. But no, it was a great spring. Early spring was able to get him out the grass early. And with the low numbers, then you could spread him out a little bit better. But it was a flying start for us now between weather and everything.
Now, of course, this new generation programme, as I say, it's great, the support that's out there. It's a 50 million package, this financial support. But also you become a co-op member as well, the Dairy Development Programme and Farm Advisory. All of these coming together, they're such an important part of a guy getting involved as a new entrant supplying Tierlan.
Yeah, they have a great team there, and we actually used all four of them there between IFAC, Tagus, GrassTech is involved with them. I had them out mapping out my paddocks and laying out water troughs and laneways, and they have the solid growth right. as well. So their nutritionist there, I think Brian Hart is looking after that, and it was so easy to just give him a call there and help select nuts and stuff like that and what minerals to use then during breeding. Then it was a big help for us.
So far this year, both yield wise and mill solids and overall somatic sale and quality, then how's it been for you?
Yeah, it's been super. Like, we're getting them out early, it kind of took down the pressure of it. Cell count is sitting there nicely at an average of 84,000. Butter fat is over 5, and I think protein there was 4.3 in the last collection, so it's really good start for us.
And you're here at Dungarvan Mart today. You have a few calves up here today.
Yeah, a few cattle there, 4 store cattle there that I would have reared as calves last year. It made the transition a lot easier and helps cash flow then as well.
So listen, looking back, you've 2 years since you made the decision, your first season as such as a milk supplier. What would you say to anybody listening who's considering becoming a new entrant to Tierlan?
Go for it. Probably one of the best decisions I've made there now. Okay. It's a great lifestyle. Absolutely love it. It's nice being working for myself and being out, not really in the elements now, but just out doing proper work.
Well, William, look, it's a great success story. As I say, this new Tierlan Generation Renewal Programme with financial support, and indeed, as you said, Dairy Development Programme and Farm Advisory. You took the big step 2 years ago. You have your first year almost completed, your first season of supplying milk to Tierlan. Listen, congrats, well done to you, your dad, your mum, all the family. William Power of the Mill Road Farm in Tramore. Listen, it's a great success story, and we'll stay in touch with you. And listen, thanks for taking time out to talk to me on what is a busy time for you.
Perfect. Thanks, man. See you now.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlanFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part two of Farmview. Now let's have a look at some items from our farming calendar. Firstly, turning to our farmer markets and country markets, and we have a huge array of top quality farm fresh artisan food available every week across Waterford City and County. Saturday mornings we have Tramore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tramore, with Shabley Farmers Market running from 9 till 1, and also on Saturday mornings Waterford Farmers Market in John Roberts Square. Thursday, Dungarvan Farmers Market, Grattan Square, runs from 9 till 2 every Thursday, while on Friday mornings you have Waterford Country Market, St. Olaf's Hall, every Friday from 9 till 2, while also on Friday you have Dungarvan Country Markets every Friday morning, Causeway Tennis Club, again running from 9 until 2. Turning to our livestock marts, Waterford Ross Mart this Saturday, general cattle sales from 9, calf sales from 10, sheep sales every Monday at Waterford Ross Mart also from 10. Don't forget the next weaning sale is on Monday next, the 20th at 5:30, and weekly every Monday for the season, with entries now being taken. Turning to Dungarvan Mart, well, Dungarvan Mart general cattle sale and calf sale every Monday from 11, and don't forget the next weaning sale is on Thursday next, the 23rd of October from 11:30, fortnightly thereafter, with entries again now being taken. Turning to our point-to-point season, the autumn series continues this Sunday in Wicklow with the Shillelagh Hunts point-to-point at Tinnahealy, and a date for your dairy locally Sunday week, the 26th, we've Waterford Hunts autumn point-to-point at Curramore Portlaw. I'll have more details on next week's programme. And finally, on the show jumping front, Jerome was on to remind us that the Shanachill series continues this Sunday starting at 10 o'clock with non-stop action, all levels catered for, and it's your last chance to qualify for the Shanachill finals, which takes place on Bank Holiday Monday, the 9th of October. While also Shanachill Equestrian Centre will host the inter-school show jumping on Bank Holiday Monday, the 27th of October. Again, I'll have more details on next week's programme.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlanFarmLife.com.
Well, one of the highlights of the dairy industry takes place next week. It's the NDC Kerrygold National Quality Dairy Awards. And to look ahead to the big event, I'm delighted to be joined by one of the chief organisers of the event, and that's CEO of the National Dairy Council, the NDC, and that's Emma Walls. Emma, you're welcome to our programme.
Delighted to be with you, Ciarán.
Emma, as I say, it's one of the highlights of the year. And my God, the standard year on year gets higher and higher. And once again, next week, we'll have the creme de la creme coming to Kilkenny for the NDC Kerrygold National Quality Milk Awards.
Well, that's it, Ciarán. It's in its 16th year, would you believe? And the judges every year have a tougher time. The standard keeps rising and the nominees keep on getting better. So I can't wait.
Now, once again, it's looking at not just the milk quality, but what's going on behind the farm, not just the stats of the quality that the milk statement gives every month, but the quality of the farm, the biodiversity, the sustainability, the environmental issues that are on the farm, indeed the biodiversity, everything top class, the green image of Ireland being portrayed by these farmers.
Well, this is it, Ciarán. There's so much more now to the awards each year. I mean, the quality standards are almost given. Nobody gets nominated for this competition unless they are producing excellent quality milk, but the judges are looking at so much more. So it's about the sustainability of the farm, all of the many measures. And as we all know, farmers up and down the country are introducing myriad measures at farm level to address the sustainability challenge in terms of emissions, in terms of water, in terms of biodiversity. So the judges are very focused on that. They're also, I would say, this year very focused on generation renewal. What are the different types of farms and models that Ireland can put in place to ensure that the next generation of farmers will want to come back home to farm? And also really trying to see how these unequal families are addressing the work-life balance, because nobody wants to be working 20 hours a day. And I think this year's finalists, you can see how rooted they are in their communities, how involved they are with the GAA or various different initiatives. And they really strive very hard for that work-life balance, as well as producing the best possible quality milk that they can.
From the NDC point of view, indeed, Kerrygold and the international, from the National Dairy Council point of view, it's so important that people and young kids in particular realise where their milk comes from.
It really is, Ciarán. And we are seeing increasingly this disconnect between shoppers at the shelf edge and the farm. So we are, a few generations ago, if we didn't come from a farm, maybe there was an uncle who farmed or a granny, and we knew farmers. And more, we don't know our farmers. And at the National Dairy Council, we're really trying to change that. We are looking at all sorts of programs to bring people onto farms, because every dairy farmer I meet is really transparent and really proud of what they're doing. So they want to open the gate and have people come and see this. And I think the NDC Kerrygold Quality Milk Awards really shines a light on the work that those farms are doing, which says, come and look at what we're doing. That's very important.
Okay.
In Ireland, and of course for Kerrygold on an international stage, to show how we do things so differently in this country, it's really important as well.
Now, you might tell our listeners, obviously all the co-ops in Ireland are representative. You might tell our listeners the number of co-ops involved, and then we might discuss then the judges once again, which play such an important role in the standard of this Quality Milk Awards.
Well, the competition is open to all of our co-ops, and this year we have 12 finalists. So it does happen from time to time that a co-op won't put forward a finalist for various reasons. One of the things you'd be aware of, Ciarán, this year is there has been an upsurge in TB, unfortunately, so that would have prevented one or two co-ops from putting their best farmer forward. But we've 12 magnificent finalists this year from all over the country representing their co-ops. So to get to this point, as your listeners may be aware, they will have received an accolade from their own individual co-op. They will have won the co-ops award. So this really is quite literally the cream of the cream that's coming together for the NDC Kerrygold Awards. It's the best of the best.
And of course, down here in the southeast in the Tierlan area, we're delighted locally in County Waterford that the Tierlan representative this year is the Byrne family from Coolnessmuir Dungarvan, and they're one of your finalists representing Tierlan at the big event next week.
They are, and a fabulous farm story. Ciarán, what you may not know is that in the NDC, we try to avoid going onto the farm until the competition is over, because we don't want to interfere. We don't want to prejudice anything. And of course, the judges have a very independent process. But I have been reading about the Byrnes and I can't wait to visit them. I'll be knocking on their door very shortly after the awards take place, because it's a brilliant story. Fifth generation farmers, doing unbelievable things, very, very focused on animal welfare, on innovation, and very future focused.
Now, of course, the judges, and indeed the judges have been involved for a good number of years, very experienced, Dr. Patrick Wall, Karina Pierce, and also then we have Dr. David Leeson from Moore Park. So very experienced judges, very renowned judges at this stage. They've done their farm visits and they take this visit very, very seriously.
They really do. It's a huge undertaking. The three of them get into the car and they travel the length and breadth of the country. Actually, they travel together to maximise their time. They are an extraordinarily experienced and accomplished trio, but I have to say they wear their accomplishments very lightly. So it's not, I hope, an intimidating experience for the farmers that they visit. They are absolutely looking at everything. They're very focused on the standard, but they are also a lovely group of individuals and absolutely super passionate about dairy in this country.
Well, Emma, listen, I'm delighted, really looking forward to next week in Kilkenny, in the Lyrath in Kilkenny. It's the NDC Kerrygold National Quality Dairy Awards, a huge event. And as I say, we're all down here in Waterford rooting for the Tierlan supplier this year. And representative is the Byrne family from Coolness Muir. Emma Wall, CEO of the NDC. Listen to you, Ron Val. Well done. It's a fantastic initiative. Really looking forward to next week. And let's hope we'll have some good news coming down here to the southeast following the awards next Thursday.
A pleasure, Kieran.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlanFarmLife.com.
Well, would you believe it's the 16th year of the Women and Agriculture Conference. It's become a huge event. Started off, as we say, 16 years ago, and my God, it's gone from strength to strength with a huge number here from Waterford and the southeast always travelling to the event. Next week's event takes place in the Radisson Blue in Sligo. And to preview the big event, I'm glad to be joined from the Irish Country Living of the Irish Farmers Journal, who've coordinated this event, and that's Ciara Leahy. Ciara, welcome to our programme.
Hi, Kieran. How are you?
Ciara, as I say, hard to believe it's a 16th year, but my God, what an impact women and agriculture has made and how it has grown over the years.
I know. It's actually amazing. Like, I'm so proud of the fact that I've kind of been there nearly right since the start, in the very early days of the conference, and when we see how much it's grown. And it really is heartwarming because we have the same women coming back year after year. It's nearly like a reunion. You know, there's hugs and there's catch-ups on life. Like, it's a real connection day. And then I love as well that we get women that show up and they say it's my very first time, you know. And there's just something about that room. I think the women are so warm and engaging. I've often said on stage that we've had conversations on stage that you feel like you'd only say to your best friend. Oh, it's just it's really, really a great event. And this year our theme is Minding You, because we feel like, you know, a lot of women, they're watching out for other people. You know, they may be watching out for their spouse, they may be minding children, they may be caring for elderly parents, and they're minding other people, but who is minding you? So that's the theme of next week's conference, is all about minding you, a day out just for you. Yeah.
And of course, really, we've seen with the male side of it as well, farmers looking after their own health, and there's been more checks at the recent marts, and I know through Tierlan, through the branches, their physical and mental health, because while they're very keen on what's happening and the bottom line on their farm, it's their own that's so important. That's why I love your title, Minding You. Once again, you have a fabulous array and a real variety of speakers. It's not just all about the day-to-day running of a farm.
Absolutely. I mean, we have a great kind of lineup. We always look at it, Kieran, as a full day. So often in the morning, we will look at it from kind of the farming element. And, you know, kind of giving advice on different things related to the farm family. So, for example, this year we have a really interesting succession panel, and we have run a survey in the journal asking people for their opinions on land ownership, on land transfer, on succession, on, you know, women in farming and the thoughts around women in farming. So we'll be kind of discussing, you know, the reader's opinion. Like, you know, literally we only closed that survey Sunday night. We're analysing it this week. So we're really talking about on the ground opinions of people. And we also have Heather Wadman, who's an award-winning independent family succession facilitator, flying over from the UK for the conference. And then we kind of look at the afternoon as kind of more about health and well-being and entertaining. So we have going to have a cookery demonstration with Nevin Maguire. We've got an interesting health panel on mental health. And we've got Daniel Davey, who's a performance nutritionist. But I have to say, I'm very excited this year about our keynote speaker. Our keynote speaker this year is Mary Martin, who is the wife of Antigua Taoiseach Micheál Martin. And as listeners know, she doesn't do a lot of media. She doesn't do a lot of talks and stuff like that. So we're really honoured to have her and really interested on how the conversation is going to unfold.
That's a real coup for you, because she's the keynote speaker on it after 4 o'clock.
Absolutely. It is really interesting. She doesn't really talk, you know, she's not out in the media that much. And I did a pre-interview with her, and I think she's going to really engage our audience. She's told us that she's going to talk about some of the more extraordinary days, right, being wife of the Taoiseach and attending some historical events. I'm really looking forward to that conversation with her. And I think it's going to round off a really good day over in Sligo. I know it's a little further away from your listeners this year. We're going to Sligo, but last year we were in Kilkenny. And we do think that the last 2 years we've been in Kilkenny.
Correct.
And we do think it is important to go around the country. So
to different provinces, yeah.
Exactly. But we would encourage all of your listeners to come. It's going to be a great day out. And there's still a small few tickets on sale on ifj.ie/tickets. Or you can ring the Farmers Journal office on 01.
Yeah. ifj.ie/tickets. Look, there's always a huge number going down here from the Waterford IFA Women's Committee, and indeed across the board, Waterford and the South East. I'm sure they'll make it. It's always an overnight, it's always a 2-day event for people anyway.
It's always a good night.
It's always a good night as well. Listen to you and all involved. I know the Irish Country Living has been a fantastic addition to the Farmers Journal. You've kept up a great tradition from our aide and Catherine, all that went before you. Keep up the good work. We're really looking forward, and I'm sure you'll have a big turnout there as well. But I love the theme. Minding You is the theme of this year's Women in Agriculture Conference, taking place in Sligo next week. Editor of the Irish Country Living, Ciara Leahy, thanks for taking time out to talk. And listen, best of luck with the big event next week, and keep up the good work.
Thanks so much.
And before I go on the racing front, we had a good week again for local Waterford connections. Cross-channel wins for Kappa Jock Tom Queeley at Brighton, as well as Ballinanee native and UK-based trainer Pat Phelan saddling a winner at Clemisford. Back home, wins for Waterford owner Ger Kervig at Naas, while at Cork, wins for Knocking Butlerstown trainer Henry de Bromont, and a great Waterford winner as we Kappa trainer Declan Queeley saddling a good winner for Portlaw syndicate Guan Yabaya, and ridden by Dec himself at Cork last weekend as well. Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all his help in putting this week's programme together. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe, and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.